It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to talk to our KCBS insider, Phil Matier.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The tech community is spending heavily on the San Francisco mayoral race, with the three leading candidates taking in millions of dollars in donations. And Phil, I know you've been covering politics for decades, especially in San Francisco. Have you ever seen so much money donated to local politics in the past?
No, I haven't. I would have to say, you know, there's always been big players in San Francisco politics, you know, big real estate companies that are concerned about zoning or wanting to put in, you know, developments, and they would always kick in, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in races. You know, you had the unions that were always good for big money as well. But nothing compares to this tech money that we're seeing that's coming into this mayor's race. And it's sort of the latest in the tech movement's capture of the political scene in San Francisco. And it's interesting in that the money is split between three of the top candidates, incumbent mayor London Breed, former supervisor and former acting mayor Mark Farrell, and Dan Lurie, who is a multimillionaire himself and is the heir to the Levi fortune and is running as for mayor as well. All three are running on a moderate platform, and that's something we've never seen. And that's the influence, I think, of a lot of the tech money and the tech organizations around the city that have move the needle from the progressive to the more moderate, and that's something it's really having an effect.
Are you surprised that the tech money is that split, that they can't coalesce behind one candidate?
Well, each tech money has a tech person behind it. And these people, they're worth billions of dollars, and they don't necessarily listen to one another, and no one's going to tell them what to do. It started out as a movement back post-COVID. Remember when San Francisco had Chester Bodine as his district attorney, a very progressive person that didn't want to lock up people, and the crime was getting worse and worse and worse. And the homeless tent encampments were getting worse and worse. And the school board was deciding to rename or take the names off of schools at the when people were saying, hey, you got to take care of the COVID kids. And this group not only put money into changing the races, the recalls, they helped pay for that. They also put together organizations like Together SF and these other groups that let moderates in San Francisco get in touch with each other, something that hadn't happened in the past. Before, they didn't have the media. They didn't have the people were busy working. This group has allowed everybody to get together and to talk about what they want to do. And they're each moving. It's like pick your candidate, do what you want to do. But this is the direction we're going to go. More moderate.
Interesting. Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Matier. He's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.